We have two guests now whose paths probably never would have crossed but for terrible violence. Pardeep Kalika's father was one of six Sikh worshippers killed a year ago today when gunman Wade Michael Page opened fire in their temple. There's a vigil tonight in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Saturday, a run was kicked off with a traditional Sikh call. That sound from Wisconsin Public Radio. Then there's Robbie Parker. His six-year-old daughter, Emily, was killed at the Sandy Hook Elementary School back in December. The day after the shooting, he offered love and support for the family of Adam Lanza, his daughter's killer, and he remembered his daughter.
She was the type of person that could just light up a room. She always had something kind to say about anybody. I don't know how to get through something like this.
But apparently, Pardeep thought Robbie did know something and invited him to speak this weekend in Oak Creek. Both Robbie Parker and Pardeep Kalika join us, and it's never too late for condolences. So we are so sorry for what brought you both together.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And Pardeep, tell us more about what moved you to invite Robbie.
Well, I mean, when you're part of the news, when you have gone through a tragedy and it's broadcast all over the place, you sympathize, and I think our community, the Sikh community, especially sympathized with what was going on in Newtown. All of us are fathers, mothers, and we couldn't imagine anything like that ever happening to our families.
Just to kind of echo what Pardeep said, I mean, I was just really humbled that the offer was given to me, because I think it helps with my healing process and to help others. I was able to bring my wife and kids with me as well, just to help us understand that in order to really find peace in our lives, we have to all be able to understand how to overcome the enemies of peace.
Tell us more about this. Pardeep, we're thinking your father, who was the leader of the temple, he fought off or tried to fight off the gunman with a butter knife. That seemed like such a metaphor for the peacefulness of the Sikh faith. And Pardeep, in your faith, there's something called, we understand, Chardi Kala. What does that mean?
Well, Chardi Kala, what it means is to go with relentless optimism. You know, bad things are going to happen to good people. And going with relentless optimism means that you learn from those things. And as a community, we kind of knew right away. We knew the enemy that day might have been Wade Michael Page. But the bigger overall enemy was hate. And to counteract hate with more hate, which originally it started to happen. And there was a lot of people, whether it be in India or across seas, that were responding with hate. So we made an emphasis to adopt that philosophy of Chardi Kala and counteract hate with peace. We wanted to be everything that Adam Lanza was not. We wanted to be everything that Wade Michael Page was not. And we continue to run with that theme.
In fact, right after the massacre at your temple, temple members held a prayer vigil for the victims and included the shooter in your prayers. And I'm thinking, too, while the Sikhs have Chardi Kala, a state of constant optimism, Robbie, you're a Mormon, and many would say that the Mormons are very optimistic as well. I'm just wondering if you shared something more because of your different faiths, maybe also because at times both faiths have been persecuted.
Yeah, I think what was really interesting for me and what was the opportunity to get to know a lot of Sikhs and to understand them a lot better. And the more that I was around them and the more that I understood them, you start to realize that you definitely have a lot more in common than you have differences.
Pardeep, I'm wondering, though, how do you keep that state of constant optimism? Your temple website is inviting everyone to attend the remembrances today. Sikh temples, we learned, generally have four doors, so they could welcome people from every single direction. We know since the shooting, the temple's added a lot more security. But you'd be forgiven for closing those doors.
Yeah.
Why didn't you choose that?
It sounds a little bit corny, but a community. You know, after this happened, there was a lot of people not only came to the temple, but found out where we live, came to the house, and just said, you know, we wanted to make sure that you guys were all right. I think just like Robbie was talking about before, between the similarities between Mormons and Sikhs, there's also a lot of similarities between Mormons, Sikhs, Muslims, Jewish people, Christians, the principle of peace, the principle of compassion, and the principle that God is one. What generally I understand from God being one is that people are one.
Well, Pardeep, we know that you're part of a group that's been lobbying the Justice Department to start tracking hate crimes against six. And in fact, Eric Holder just announced last week that the Justice Department is now going to start tracking crimes against six different groups: Hindus, Arabs, Buddhists, Jehovah's Witnesses, Orthodox Christians, Sikhs, and Mormons. And so it's interesting that you are both kind of in that constellation. Robbie, though, tell us what's going on where you are, because we understand that while Pardeep is talking about opening to the community, it almost got too much in Sandy Hook. At a certain point, town leaders said, we want to sort of close the circle around us and be by ourselves for a while.
You know, everybody here, all of the families, all of the town members appreciate the love and support that, was coming from all over the world. But at some point, the offers to participate in different things, such as whether it be somebody's political agendas or people wanting to either make films, or some of the offers seem to try and almost exploit your situation. And so those are the things that we want to be protected from, especially at a time when you do, despite everything that's going on around you, you do have to focus on healing.
Well, meanwhile, I'm just wondering, you know, Robbie, you spoke to a wider group, but you stayed at Pardeep's house. What do you think happens going forward with this new acquaintance?
Well, it's definitely a friendship. I mean, my daughter, when we landed in Milwaukee, she just said, she's like, I've never been here before. And I'm like, you're right, neither have I. Mm-hmm. She goes, we're going to meet some new friends here. You know, here we are talking about, as adults, we talk about the differences, or at least we notice them. My daughter doesn't. And I think that's where we want to go from here. Because if we can really instill that sense of unity and oneness amongst the children that are going to grow up and lead this nation, I think that's where the real change will take place.
I mean, we definitely see it as a friendship as well. Initially, when we picked Robbie and Alyssa up from the airport, both of his daughters, Samantha and Madeline, ran into our arms and hugged us. And Robbie kind of joked around and said, yeah, it takes them a little while to warm up. and I was like, wow, you know, and they were, you know, just chatting and talking. And my wife, you know, we were just surprised at how optimistic kids can be, even as they know that something bad has happened. Kids, I think, have that spirit of Chardi Kala more than adults do sometimes.
That's Pardeep Kalika. His father was one of six Sikh worshippers killed a year ago today by a gunman in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. He's talking about his new friend, Robbie Parker, whose daughter, Emily, was one of the children killed in the Newtown shootings. I hate that it's a club. You know, I hate that you'll probably have more members, but...
Yeah. I mean, you're part of the strange fraternity now.
And that's what it is. It's that sense of understanding. I mean, those conversations that we were having, you finally were around somebody else that almost you were able to kind of feel normal with, because they were feeling and going through the same things that you were feeling and going through, and you just don't find that anymore in life.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you have each other, although I'm sorry you have each other.
Yeah. Thank you.
Latest news is next, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Cancer Center at Beth Israel Deaconess, where researchers are working to discover new ways of diagnosing and treating a variety of cancers. BIDMC.org/cancercenter. And Olin College of Engineering, working to revolutionize engineering education, at olin.edu.